Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on Meta.com.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94. WIP, check it out there. What a night last night. What a game by the Sixers to start the season. There is nothing like going into something with tempered or lower expectations and then having those exceeded right away. Look, I don't think we need to go out and book spots on the parade route for next June for the Sixers. We don't have to go there yet after one game, but here's what we can do. We can be excited. And they could pull you back in. Because last night, to go up to Boston, and I know it's a Boston team that is not what they've been in years past, obviously, without Tatum. And they've lost a lot of peace on that basketball team. But to go to Boston as underdogs last night and to win that basketball game and in the fashion that they did and how they did it was so encouraging. Let's react to VJ Edgecombe, his debut, and what it means to the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's start with Edgecombe himself. Kid could play. I mean, the kid could play. That is clear from the jump. He was my guy, you know, right here on WIP Daily, on the midday show, on my newsletter. I everywhere I could say it, I said it. VJ Edgecombe is the right pick for the Sixers. If they couldn't get Cooper Flagg by winning the lottery. If they couldn't get Dylan Harper at number two, there was no question what the right pick was at number three, and that was VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor. And the flashes were there immediately when you watched him play in college at Baylor. And if you didn't watch much of Baylor play, if you went back and watched any of his tape, any of his games, you saw there was something dynamic about VJ Edgecombe. And there was something dynamic about his game and where he could go. It was all on display for everyone to see in college basketball. He was quick. He was twitched up. He was athletic. He could get to the basket. He could move. What I saw immediately when I watched him in college, the first thing I thought of when I saw him play in college basketball was shades of Dwayne Wade. That was the first thing I saw. I said, This has some young Dwayne Wade to it. This player reminds me, and you looked at his numbers, if you looked at VJ Edgecombe's numbers at Baylor, and you looked at Dwayne Wade's, you know, first full season starting at Marquette, they were pretty similar. Now, Dwayne Wade stayed for longer and became a guy that everyone knew about and, you know, was a star player. And that's why when he got to the NBA draft, we knew his name and he was kind of more filled out and bigger and all that. But if you watched Dwayne Wade play college basketball and you saw the way he played the game, and then you watched VJ Edgecombe play, you saw there were some similarities. So I wasn't surprised, number one, that he went as high as he did. And number two, wasn't surprised that he could play. So that was all there for you. I knew about that heading in. But then you put on last night, and it's the most points ever scored in the first quarter of a debut for an NBA player, beating LeBron James in a rookie game. Then you throw in the fact that it's the third most points, and you know, just above him is Wilt Chamberlain, right? Number one is Wilt Chamberlain. Third most points ever in a game for a debut for a player in the NBA. So you have this enormous, enormous potential for this kid. He goes out there and does it right away. And that those are numbers, and those are like, all right, those are statistical markers. Okay. But what stood out beyond the statistical measure mark for VJ Edgecombe last night was how comfortable he looked. Posting up, shooting a three, hitting a three. Going to the basket, flying in, jumping in for a rebound, timing things up. Simple, easy, calm. He looked like a six-year veteran on the floor last night. It was his first game in the NBA on the road in Boston. I mean, that kind of stuff just doesn't happen. That just doesn't happen. He has poise. He has athleticism that jumps off the TV screen. I mean, once in a while, there's a player whose athleticism jumps off the television screen. And VJ Edgecombe's ability, his athleticism jumped off my television screen last night. So you have the calm, you have the poise, you have the athleticism, it's all there. He gets the basket and can jump out the gym whenever he wants. I mean, that is all there for you. It's all there. And then you have the fact they did it on the road. He did it in Boston. Now look, was it perfect? No, it wasn't perfect. And, you know, he missed those two free throws at the end, which, you know, maybe the moment got to him a little bit. Maybe his legs got to him a little bit. So nothing, it doesn't have to be perfect in your first game in the NBA. But boy, was it good. Boy, was it good. And you watch him, and I was mentioning the athleticism and kind of what he brings to the table. You know, when I watch young players in any sport, I always have this thing where I'm reminded of other young players or other players from the past. It's just, it's kind of my recall of the game and just how I've always watched sports is I watch from a perspective of he reminds me of him, or that's kind of like that, or that team profiles a little bit like that team from the past in a particular season. It's just kind of how my brain works. And then I'll kind of go back and correlate it and see if it matches up to what my eye test told me. Watching VJ Edgecombe last night, I saw shades of four great guards, you know, ranging from all-star level to MVP level to Hall of Fame level. So in the modern, in the very modern, you know, the contemporary, I saw some John Morant in him. I saw some Anthony Edwards, like two current players, and I see physical traits that remind me of those guys. John Morant and his bounciness and his ability to go to the basket kind of could get their very quick first step. Anthony Edwards in his just sheer athleticism, Like, you would think you put these two guys in the field of the best corners of pro football, right? Or you put them in the field of the best safeties of pro football. That kind of athleticism. From the recent past, still around, but obviously not that kind of player anymore. You know, some young Russell Westbrook. There was a coast-to-coast moment last night where it was a young Russell Westbrook kind of thing. Like, he took the ball and he went and it's like, whoop, boom. I'm like, whoa. Wow, he's fast with the basketball in his hand. So he had one of those. And then to go back to the original comparison I had watching him at Baylor is Dwayne Wade. And that's specifically on the defensive end. I think he's got a lot of Dwayne Wade to the way he times up blocks and guards people. I mean, I thought I was telling the first possession of the season, he's guarding Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's one of the best players in the league, in the world. Jaylen Brown's been one of the top players in the NBA for years now and continues to be, and will be the lead player on a Celtics team that will certainly compete for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. We'll see if they could get there with all the defections and injuries they have, but they're going to compete. They're not going to just like fade out and be a 20-win team. Jaylen Brown's going to lead them there, and he was guarding him on possession one. There's some weight on the defensive end.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Okay, so that's all the Edgecombe thing. But then a big picture in the Sixers thing, heck of a win. And you throw in the Maxey 40 points. I can't wait, and I said this yesterday, I can't wait to watch this backcourt play. And last night and the start of this thing made me think two separate but, you know, intertwined things with the Sixers. Number one, I can't wait to watch the three guards play together and how Nick Nurse divvies up their time on and off the court together. How often does he play all three? Can you get away with bulk minutes with all three? And then if you can't and you have to put a little more size on the court, what is the minutes distribution? Clearly, you always are going to hope to have one or two on the court. And how do you kind of divvy that up to make sure that they are always having an impactful backcourt on the court together? And then what's the best combination and rotation and minutes between those three to play together? We saw last night the Edgecombe Maxey combination. They could play off each other pretty darn well. I mean, they could buy for, 74 points? Incredible stuff. So you have that. And that is super exciting to think about. The other part is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I am ready now. I don't care. It's one game. I'm ready now to hand this team to the guards. It's their basketball team. I thought I was telling last night, crunch time, Joel's not out there. Last 10 minutes, Joel's not out there. Team rallies without Joel Embiid. He looked like a shell of himself. He was nowhere near the player that he used to be. And everyone around the Sixers keeps talking about, well, when he gets back to being that. Well, I don't expect it. So now you have Joel Embiid as this kind of big man role player rebounder for $60 million a year, which is a just ridiculous amount of money between him and Paul George not to play. So when those guys get back, and let's say there is a moment this season where everyone is here, right? Everyone that either matters in name brand value, salary cap space value, or talent value. So the three guards and George and Embiid, let's say they're all on the court or on the ready active roster together healthy, which may not happen, but let's play it out and say it is. My first thought and my first feeling is they better back off. And Nick Nurse has to be strong enough to make them back off and say, get out, move out of the way. You are role players here. It's their basketball team. And I hope, and a part of me thinks those guys get it, and those guys understand how the sport works. They've been around a long time, especially Paul George, and that transition of power within an organization is never easy, but he understands what that's like. He's seen it through a lot of different angles on a lot of different teams. So I hope they're ready to be, not just physically they are, mentally ready to be more of bit players than they are to be star players. And it doesn't disrupt the flow, especially because I need McCain when his thumb is ready to kind of work his way back in this thing. And he becomes the third banana to the two bananas we saw last night. Not Embiid, not Paul George. So I hope they're ready for that. The other hope that I have, as you kind of play it out, is that Daryl Morey is ready to pivot and do anything he can over the next 12 to 18 months to remove Embiid and George from the roster as smartly and efficiently as he can while enhancing the future. So there's two parts to that. One would be, you know, you don't want to attach three first-round picks to dump these guys just to dump them. That of course, you don't want to do because that hurts your future. At the same time, if there is a team out there that is willing to trade anything of value, anything, for George or Embiid, even if that value is an expiring contract, to just take a flyer on one of those guys. And that means you get off the deal and you get back into free agency sooner to put the right players around Edgecombe and Maxey and McCain. I'm into that. There's going to be the Eastern Conference this year looks like it'll be a little bit down with some injuries to the Pacers and the Celtics. I'm not buying the Hawks thing yet. We'll see. I do buy the Magic. Cavs are going to be good. I don't think it'll be quite as good as last year. The Knicks are obviously very good. It's probably a Knicks year in the Eastern Conference. They probably get to the finals. But moving forward, there's Giannis uncertainty. No one buys that these teams are going to keep their big-name salaries together in the second apron era. So I think we're in a time with real uncertainty around the future of the Celtics, health-wise, money-wise. I don't think there's going to be a team that has a five-year dominant run the way it feels like we're in the midst of Jokic's. And obviously the Thunders out west. And maybe Wembanyama is about to emerge here. Crazy game last night. So I think there's going to be open spots to represent the East in the Eastern Conference Finals and the Eastern Conference in the Finals over the next 3 to 5 years. Are one going to be the Knicks? Yeah, I'd say probably one going to be the Knicks, probably this year. The Celtics pop back up for one or two more? Yeah, probably. Is there a Magic in there? Maybe. But there's an opening, right, to face those teams. There's an opening to capitalize in the next couple years. It doesn't have to be 3, 4, 5 years from now. It could be within the next 2 or 3 years. And that's where Daryl Morey's got to do his work. Because the quicker they move towards the next era, the quicker they can help that next era be its best. And if that means take a 10 cents on the dollar just to get off George and Embiid, or at least one of them, to free up some cap space to put the right bigs around these kids, that will change the franchise. And that will move contention window up. Look, once, you know, I remember when Jalen Hurts emerged in his second year, second full season as a starter, and started to look like a Super Bowl kind of quarterback and a, you know, MVP caliber quarterback 2022, it changed the window. It, you know, actually the year before that, when he emerged as a starting caliber cheap quarterback, it changed the Eagles' window. It opened then. And Howie Rosen went and took advantage of it that offseason by acquiring A.J. Brown, by acquiring Hassan Reddick, by acquiring James Bradbury and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, because he knew, and they were rolling with the idea they had the young guy for cheap for a few years. Let's go try to win with them now. And that changed the equation on the football team. Let's go win with him right now. And now the Sixers may have the same thing. Maxey signed up, Edgecombe cheap, McCain cheap, and they're paying bad money to these other guys. But the quicker you can change that, the quicker this thing can move forward. Love the debut by Vijay Edgecombe. Historic. Jumps off the television screen. I see shades of Morant and Edwards and Wade and Westbrook. It's all there. Now we get to watch him develop, get to put him with Maxey and McCain. Could be a very fun season. Great first night of Sixers basketball. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed, of course, is 94WIP. Check it out. They'll be reacting all day to Edgecombe, the Sixers, and his great debut on the Midday Show. Thank you so much for listening and being part of the podcast, downloading, subscribing, following it. WIP Daily, my daily newsletter, Monday through Friday. Check it out there. If you'd like the link, I'll send it to you directly. Just shoot me a note any way you can, and I'll get back to you. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily.
What are your holiday traditions? Putting up a minimum of 6 trees? Decorating every room with a different theme? Whatever it is, here's one way to make those traditions extra special. Start the season with Etsy. On Etsy, you'll discover original pieces from small shops to help you celebrate your way. Shop Etsy for holiday decor that makes you feel seen. Special starts on Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.